Hey, that's a good message. Are you a flickering Christian, or are you a one that stays on all the time, even if the lights go out? They might lose the sound. Hey, I can still preach in this place. If the lights go out, Leo put lighted. We got lighted exit lights. Those lights will come on, man, and you can see. We'll be. Some churches like it dark. Now we're gonna have a little bit. I see a little bit different lighting system here, just to make so our projector can look better. But we're not gonna be in the dark in church, because we're not a dark church. But you know, some churches you get the band, you get lighting. That's okay. But don't start preaching and ministering in darkness. Some people gotta make notes and write down notes and let the preacher know, hey, it's about time to go. See, if I can't see you, so some of them's out there doing this. But if it gets dark, and maybe that's why they're doing it, they can't see the crowd out there. I don't know. Sounds good right there, don't it? It was Raymond, right?
Randy.
See, you're close. There's a Randy that had surgery. He's right beside you. So, Randy's, you got good company. There's Randy and Jackie usually behind you, Randy. This is Randy Allman. He's visiting us today. Amen. He called. He said he's wanting deliverance today. I think you've already got it, brother. Amen. You feel good? Just say yes. Jesus said, say yes to Jesus.
Yes to Jesus.
Amen. That's all it takes to feel good, is just say yes. You might have to say it again and again. Yes to Jesus, because Jesus is your deliverer.
Yes.
And you think on him, think, hey, somebody, Kelsey, find me this scripture. When it talks about, think on these things, and you go in James. James said, when you think about other things, think on what is pure, what is holy, what is just. Think, somebody find him that scripture, because you need that. You need that. That's going to keep you. You got it? You got the word, brother. You just need to be stirred up today. Amen. Amen. See, that's the one you need to bring back. The Holy Spirit is bringing back to your remembrance. And you just got to flush your mind. See, you got to renew your mind to that word. And your mind just has to line up your mind. Jesus said, let this mind be in you that was in, Paul said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for a sound mind right now. Randy, just receive that right now. For a sound mind right now, in the name of Jesus. Mind, confusion, spirit, I speak to you right now. I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. This is God's body. He is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Satan, you have no strong. I speak to those strongholds. I cast them down right now in the name of Jesus. We stir up the faith that's on the inside of this man. We call him blessed. We call him delivered today by the power of God. There's no power. There's no name above the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, we release peace and deliverance for this man. He came what he got for today. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you for that right now. Lord, I thank you for that right now. I think it's broke right now, brother, in the name of Jesus. Jesus is your Lord. He's your Savior, and he's your healer, deliverance. He is all that you need. And Satan, I tell you to get underneath this man's feet right now in the name of Jesus. And you stay there. Randy, you stay in the Word, and you keep saying yes to Jesus. You think on those good thoughts, good things, in Jesus' name. Amen. There it is. There it is. There it is. Right there. You don't need no medications no more in the name of Jesus. Your body's in line. Your body's healed. Where this depression has attacked your organs, attacked your body, attacked your mind, no more. You're cleansed today. You're washed in Jesus' name. You are whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for a good report. The report of the Lord, that's the one you're going to get here. He's good. Philippians 4:8. Amen. Glory to God. That's somebody else. If you need it, take it. Philippians 4:8. Amen. Hey, Ruthie made me a good, healthy, what do you call that thing? Smoothie this morning. It's going right along with that anointing. It was pineapples and awesome good stuff. We didn't have no sugar in it, Bob. I tell you what, the Holy Ghost, you don't need, he gives you the energy. You don't need no man-made sugar. Amen. You just need, I ain't going to give you sugar, Randy. I'm not going to give you the holy kiss, though. The Lord said, kiss you with the holy kiss. I kiss you with the holy kiss, brother. Hey, the joy of the Lord. You got a merry heart that's good like a medicine. You like the Three Stooges? You like Jesse Duplantis? You know Jesse Duplantis?
Yes.
He's coming to Concord. So you stay at this church. September, he's coming here. We got him coming. Amen. Yeah. I got a banner. We'll get a banner made. I'm going to stick it up here. It's got his picture on it. We're going to have it to place down there. And we can get a vision. Hey, he's coming to bring life to Concord, bring a good message.
So what you got? I need to stop my medicine.
Amen. Well, when God says, he says you're not going to need the medicine. See, God didn't say stop it. He said you're not going to need it. But see, what the prophet said, you, by faith, take that promise, that's mine. And speak against any side effects too. Yeah, because you ain't going to need the gospel. Jesus has delivered you. Yeah. If you're going to the doctor regularly, he's going to say, man, something's happened to you, brother. He says, that's your witness. That's your testimony. Amen? Amen. This is, God said this is a healing service. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. You're healed. Amen? Amen. This is his service today.
Amen.
Bob, take healing with you.
Amen.
Take it to your family if they need it. Take it. Amen. Daniel 9 verses 20 and 23. He says, while I was praying. I'm sorry. Chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. I folded it the wrong way, brother. Daniel, I was mourning 3 full weeks. 3 weeks. He didn't eat no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in his mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the fourth 24 days, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. Now jump down to verse 10 and 13. Behold, a hand touched me. My wife could give a testimony about being touched by Jesus. A hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word to me, Daniel said, I stood trembling. Was he in fear? No, he was in faith. And the power of God, he was trembling. Amen? If somebody comes to you and says, man, I seen an angel. Man, I was there, and I was talking to that angel, man, and if an angel touches you, you're going to fall to your ground. You're going to fall to your knees. It ain't going to be some of this little old thing. It's a spiritual manifestation of God's creature, man. Now he can transform as a man, but he fell to his knees and he started to worship me. And one time he said, no, don't worship me. Worship goes to God only. The angel will never tell you receive your worship. Only Jesus receives our worship. Amen. So you got to, the devil can bring manifestations too. That's how you got to know the word, rightly divide the word, what kind of manifestation that could be. Start talking about Jesus. If that vision you're having, if an angel disappears, you start talking about Jesus, he wasn't from God. Because God's got a message for you. His angels got a message for you. Amen. They can minister to you while you sleep, give you dreams, give you visions. That's what happened to Joseph. And he was trembling. And the angel said to me, fear not. Fear not, Daniel. From the first day you did set your heart to understand and chasten thyself before God, your words were heard. Your words were heard. And I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. See, first time Daniel prayed, 3 minutes before the prayer, God was there. Angel was there, given the skill. He's been praying for 21 days. 21 days, from 3 minutes to 3 weeks. And then the angel come. But he said, see, God's not the variable. When he prayed, 3 weeks later, there's the angel. But he said, Gabriel said, the kingdom of Persia withstood me. But lo, Michael. See, Michael's an archangel. But lo, Michael. See, God's sending the troops. When you're sending the prayers, he's sending the troops. But I think the devil found out how much of a man of prayer Daniel was, and he caught him off guard. Because, see, when you pray, you're not fighting the devil. There's one devil, but there's many demons. The devil's not focused on you. He's on a higher power somewhere. Well, he found when Daniel got his prayer answered that quick, he said, whoa, guys, we got to put some men on this guy. He's a prayer warrior. So the next time Daniel prayed, it took him 3 weeks, and God had to dispatch Michael, different angels. But remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See, this is the Old Testament. Even back then, there are more good angels than the demons that's fallen. God's not a loser. He is a creator. He doesn't lose. He wins. Amen. Captain Kirk always wins. He would always cheat death. He would always find a way out, a way of escape. The Bible says, in your temptation, there is a way out. Yes. God is not bringing the temptation. He's bringing the way out. Jesus is the way out. He's the way out of any situation. Thank you, Jesus. So the variables, hindrance to healings, hindrance to what you're believing God for. Don't give up on your prayers. Don't keep praying. Stay in faith. If you didn't, you might not have prayed that prayer in faith. Make sure you're in faith. You know, before I pray for people, I had to watch myself when I first got born again. I knew I was, you know, this power, this anointing for miracles because it happened to me. I got delivered, Randy. I'd never been around Church of God. I brought up Baptist. Nothing against Baptist. I went to church and didn't nobody pray for me like I went to Church of God and got prayed for. I got delivered that night. Why? Because Jesus was there. The Holy Ghost, His manifesting power was being welcomed. His presence was welcome. His power was welcome in that place. They knew about that power. And when I came, I didn't know, but when I left, I knew. When I went down to the altar, I got what I came for. I didn't know I was going to get delivered. I didn't know I was shackled and chained with all these demonic influences. But I found out when I went down under the power, Bob, I used to cuss. I wasn't like a sailor, but it was an unclean spirit that had my tongue. Things I was around, influences I was around. But when I came up off of that altar floor, those words were gone. I was delivered. I had no desire to drink anymore. And I was just, I'd call myself a social drinker, drank on the weekends. I smoked too. I smoked, drank, chewed, cussed. God's done a lot of a big deliverance in my life. Now, the desire for smoking didn't leave. You know why? He said, you got to get in there and you got to catch that one. See, God didn't deliver me from everything. He said, now, by faith, see, God's not going to do everything for you. You raise your kids, and it comes to a point, okay, now, you go out. They go out and work. They provide. They trust God for the provision. Amen? We still bless them. We're parents. But there comes to a point to where you got to use your faith, not daddy's faith, not the pastor's faith, your faith. Because your faith, just a little bit, help me, Randy. What will it do? Move mountains. Move mountains. It's not your faith. God gave it to you. It's His power. Amen. He created the mountains too, by the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to rededicate.
Amen.
And I want to repent from worry and not trusting
God. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Come up here, Rand. Hindrances to healings. That might be part one. This man right here is ready. He's ready for a change in his life. This is the first time I met Randy. But it's not the first time he's met Jesus. It's not your first time meeting Jesus, is it, Randy?
I was saved when I was 5 years old.
5 years old.
I knew that something wasn't right because I kept disobeying my mom and getting spanked.
Been there, done that. Yes, sir.
She's always said, if you disobey me, you hurt God. And so I told myself I'm not going to get a spanking this afternoon.
Amen.
Within an hour, I got a spanking, and I knew something wasn't right.
Yep.
And I knew it was something in me rebelling.
And you said your mom passed, went to be with Jesus. How long ago?
January 31st, 2018. She was 8 days from turning 95.
Wow. She lived a long life.
Very saintly woman.
Amen. And you know what, Randy? That same faith, I don't know your mama, but Paul told Timothy, that same faith that was in your grandmother is in you. That same faith is in your mama is in you, Randy. Because it's the faith of Jesus.
Yes.
And that's wonder working power, faith. And today, you said you just want to recommit your life. Do you speak in tongues?
Yes.
Praise God.
But all year, I've been in the hospital, I don't know how many times. And it's been a big hole in me.
Mm-hmm.
But not being able to hear my mom's voice on the phone and talking to her several times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And going, taking her to church and stuff. And I'm very lonely, and I just need a miracle in my life.
Amen. You got it right there.
I'm so tired.
Yep. Randy, you know, you heard the message today. As Daniel prayed, immediately the command went forth. See, you called, you talked to Colette this morning. You're calling for Jesus. You're calling out today for deliverance. At the time you called, before you called, Jesus knew the call before you called out for deliverance. The command went forth. And you didn't have to come to this church to be delivered, but you did. Because you know what? You knew church, that's where God works. God works at this church. He works through this church, and He's going to work through you, Randy. Not only is He going to deliver you, there's a call on your life to minister to others. That's what He specifically said to you as a child. Jesus says a child will lead them. You ready to lead some people, Randy?
Yes, I've just been through torment.
Hey, Randy, look up. Your help comes from the Lord. Don't look at me. Look up. Look up. Your help comes from it. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father, we just thank You for Your miracle-working power. We command these thoughts right now, these devils has attacked his mind. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. Get out of there in Jesus' name. Jesus has delivered you and set you free. Never again will you say, I'm alone. Never again will you say, I'm alone, because Jesus said, I'll never leave you, Randy. I'll never forsake you, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, He is my strength, and He is my salvation. I will not fear what man or what the devil can do, because it's not God, it's not man's plan, it's God's plan. And He's called you, and He's anointed you, and He has delivered you. And He has forgiven you, Randy. You are forgiven. Before you even sin, you have been forgiven. Now, Lord, reveal the love of God. Reveal Your love to Randy. Come back to this church, Randy, and just receive. Be discipled at this church. This is a good church. I'm not making you come here. I'm saying get into a good church and be discipled. And be a blessing. Be who God called you to be. You are a blessing. Tell the devil, Randy's a blessing. He's not a curse. Jesus delivered us from the curse. You are delivered from the curse of the law. No longer these words right now that the devil spoke, I command these words to fall down right now in the name of Jesus. You tormenting spirits right now, leave in Jesus' name. Now you fill up your mind with good thoughts. See, they'll try to come back, Randy. I'll tell you the truth. They'll try to come back, but you say, this is God's house. Sing to the Lord. Worship the Lord. Get you some good songs and just worship Jesus. And you watch. You watch. The walls are down. The walls are down. The walls of Jericho, they're down. Now you walk in there, Randy. You walk in there with the boldness of the Holy Ghost. Father, pray in tongues. You use that prayer language. Father, we just stir up that gift right now in the name of Jesus for Him to speak and declare Your word boldly. Holy Ghost, we stir You up right now. We thank You for that anointing right now. Thank You, Jesus, at the feet of Jesus. You are worshiping at the feet of Jesus. Yes, lying spirits, you get out of there in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. There you go. Ha ha. There you go. Take authority. You know the authority. Take authority. Yeah, there you go. We agree. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You have no authority in my life.
No, then. Ha ha. There you go. I agree. The Bible says if two agree, it shall be done by our Father which is in heaven. It's done. Jesus said it's finished. It's finished, Randy.
Help me to get finished with this medicine,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Deliver him from this. Yes, Jesus. All medications, Lord. We thank You for the healing. Yes, yes. Wisdom, wisdom. Receive it. It's Yours. Jesus is the manifold wisdom of God.
Have peace when I'm
Yes. Thank You, Jesus. You are not alone. Don't say that. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You lying spirit, He is not alone. Let that word not come out of your mouth. Jesus never leaves you. You are not alone. In Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You said it this morning, and now you have it, Randy. Now what? You got to walk it out by faith. Every day. It's a battle. But you know what? Jesus has won the battle for you, brother. Hey, let's stand and give the Lord a hand clap. Amen? God is good. Oh, glory. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Lord, we praise You. We thank You, Lord. You are a deliverer. Lord, we thank You for Your healing power. Lord, we give You glory, Father. We thank You, Holy Ghost. Thank You, Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, You came and You encamped our bodies, Lord. We thank You. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And we thank You, Lord. We thank You for Your healing power, Lord, that's still flowing through this service right now, Lord, for the healing virtue. Healing, healing, healing. Sit down, Randy. Sit down. Receive some healing. You still, Lord, still healing your body. Come here. Come on. You need your ears to be healed. Thank you. You need. We command these spirits right now that's attacking his ears right now in the name of Jesus. Is it both ears? Both ears? How long have you been had this problem?
Long time.
Are you ready for it to be delivered from that today too? Thank you. See, what you went out there serving our country and you took some loss of hearing. You know, Jesus fought for this country by the blood. Can you receive a miracle today? Can you receive gifts of healing today in your ears? Father, put your fingers right here, brother. Randy, put your fingers in here. I receive.
My ears.
Healed.
Whatever was damaged.
Healed.
In
Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for that anointing right now.
Jesus.
Complete healing, manifestation of healing in his ears right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What was it?
Tinnitus.
You get out of there in the name of Jesus. We loose you right now in the name of Jesus. Ears, you receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's done. Amen. Now you take your fingers out now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
This is a healing service. He's free. Anybody else need healing this day? Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. What you need, brother? God's got to exit for that. So we take authority over somebody that deceived you right now. You're a child of the King. Amen. So Satan, right now, in the name of Jesus, this was deception, and this is not a blessing. This is a curse.
Right.
So right now, Father, we call this contract void in the spirit realm. Right now, we call this. Who's it with?
DirecTV.
Right now, Father God, we call this situation. We call this contract void in the spirit right now. That you will be recompensed in the earth in the name of Jesus. Now you do what the Lord leads you to do. Read that contract and then look, pray. If there's a number to call, you're going to get the right person that's going to help you out of this.
There's a number to call.
There's a number to
call.
Call
that number. See, I don't have a computer or anything that I can go on. And I was wondering if there's a lady I know to go to her.
Got a computer?
And use her guidance.
Yeah. Wherever the Lord will lead you.
Would that be wrong?
No. Somebody that's got a computer, lead. The Lord's going to lead you in this because you're asking, and he's answering. So get peace about it right now, and don't get mad at that person. Bless that person right now.
Well, you know, I prayed for that person all along.
Amen. So it's done. Yeah. You did the right thing.
But I haven't had peace about it since.
Well, it's time to receive your peace, then.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Inner
peace.
Amen. You've got it. You got Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for that peace being manifested. It's being manifested right now. And we thank you, Lord, that you take the wrong and you make it right. You take the wrong in this right now and you make it right in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
It's right.
Thank you, brother.
Amen. God will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him because you trust in him. You trust in him. Anybody else need something particular? Yes, Darius?
I do.
You can be seated if you need to. Father, we just lift up Mark Fisher. Lift him up right now, Father God, and we call him blessed If he has to have surgery, Lord, we call the surgery blessed. And if not, Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now for your healing power that's being manifested in their lives. Lord, we call them blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Colette, thank you, Jesus. Y'all, you can be seated. We're not going to be here much longer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Come up here and get Lois's miracle. This is her sister-in-law. She's been battling a wound that's kind of taken over her body, spread in her body, but today we believe the word went forth. Many long time ago, the prayers, those prayers being filled up today said, Lord said, take this to her. And I know you will. And just like Paul said, and you can tell her, her son's a preacher. You'll probably know Acts 19. By Paul's body, special handkerchiefs were taken to those that had diseases, those that were taken by spirits, and the unclean spirits had to leave their bodies when they came in contact with Jesus. See, that was Paul, but he knew Jesus. This Jesus whom Paul preached, I laid hands, and I know my Jesus. We know our Jesus. He's a healer. We pray right now, Father God, that Lois comes in contact, this supernatural healing anointing, Lord, that's transferable into this cloth. And we pray, Father God, it don't even have to touch her. It just gets close in her presence. And we just thank you, Lord, for the healer, the healing anointing that touches her body. Jesus was wounded that she would be set free from these wounds right now. He was wounded and he was bruised. Isaiah prophesied it. And Peter says, on that cross, Jesus took our stripes, and by his stripes, Lois is healed. And we just thank you, Lord. We place this in Colette's hand. And we thank you right now, Father God, that she is beloved of the Lord. And Lord, she deserves everything that you gave her. And that includes the atonement that Jesus died for on that cross. And we call her blessed, whole, well, and complete, giving a testimony of the healing. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else need a prayer cloth? Need somebody that needs a prayer cloth? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's given to whoever needs it, Lord. You need one, you need more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, God knows. He knows your need. Share the word with whoever those go forth, because they need to know that's not just a handkerchief. That's got the word of God. That's got anointing on it to set them free. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. And we thank you, Father God, for these lives being healed. Let's go to the root of it right now. God didn't bring it to begin with. That's the devil. See, that's another lying spirit, that God brings good things to his children. The bread is the children's bread, is healing. So let's just, amen. Thank God. You're a reader. I know. You give you things. You take stuff and read it in. Read it. Let it go. See, because that will hinder your healing.
Yeah.
Fear, peace, anxiety. I mean, it's taking that fear.
That's what we're talking about.
Let it go.
It brought the fear of everything.
Just let it go. So the devil's a liar. We release healing to you right now in the name of Jesus. Foot, you said, was it fluid? Fluid, we command you to disintegrate right now in the name of Jesus. Blood, move this fluid out of her body right now in Jesus' name. Satan, we bind you right now, these lying spirits. We cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we release the healing anointing right now to my sister. Healing anointing right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now. Right there is the healing anointing going right into that foot right now, right into that ankle right now. And all you got to do, it's not, you just got to believe. Don't make it hard. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing you did, it's what he did. Now, it was hard for Jesus, but it ain't hard for us to receive what he did for us. We do it by faith. And we think y'all do that together. Amen. No more melanoma. It didn't come from God. He can't give you something he don't have. God don't have cancer. God has Jesus. He gave us Jesus. He's the answer to cancer. Oh, Jesus is the answer to cancer.
Amen.
Get it out of there.
Amen.
Stay out.
Right. Yes.
Jesus said he has nothing in me. Cancer has nothing in you because Jesus is in you. Amen.
Amen.
He's the healer. Praise the Lord. Anybody else need a cloth this morning? That's for Bootsy. Amen. Thank you, Lord, whoever this touches, whoever comes in contact with this, this is your anointing, healing anointing, Lord Jesus. Spirits, I don't care, any evil spirit has to bow its name to the name of Jesus. You get out of whoever this cough goes to and healing. You spread forth throughout their whole body, Father. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, is sending Judy. Judy, there's something more than this cloth that's going to be released. It's going to come through you. You are a vessel that God flows through. You got the Word of God, and you're stirred up, and you're going to overflow on somebody. Amen. Thank you on a lot of somebodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Hey, God said if you need one, take one. If you need more, take more. Thank you, Jesus. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Healed.
There you go.
Hey, healed, brother. Healed. This is a healing service. Healed. Amen. Don't see medication anymore. See Jesus.
There you go.
Healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doctors, Lord. Miss Alicia.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, put one on her head and one at her feet.
Yes.
And these are two ladies that serve the Lord. We thank you right now, Father. That Lord, Miss Alicia is blessed. We call her blessed, and we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is. And we thank you, Father God, when her departure comes, Lord, she's going to get out of here, and she's going to go out shouting in Jesus' name. She's got stories to tell in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Done. Done. Don't need to do nothing else. It's done. Done. Tell her what this is. This is an anointed cloth. Anointed by the Word of God, by faith and healing, and a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for testimonies, Lord, of your mighty power.
Can I have one for Sarah also?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She's got to stay on the Word. Stay on that Word. Stay on that Word. Stay on that Word. Jesus said, let this word be in you that was in Christ. Let this mind be in you. But Jesus said, I am the vine. My word abides in you and your word abides in me. Lord, that word, let Sarah abide in that word. Let it abide in her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I see her in a white wedding dress. Amen. I see her in a white wedding dress. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let that happen, Lord. Let that commitment happen, Father, in Jesus' name. That is your desire. We know your desire, Lord. Your desire is good. Marriage is good. Marriage covenant is good. It's a good thing. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for that healing anointing, Lord. We thank you for lives that are going to be touched and changed by your healing power, Lord. We thank you for Larry, Lord. Thank you for his service, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your glory, your goodness, Lord, displayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's missing one. Wait a minute. Darius, do you need a cloth? All right, let me hold that thought. I'm going to get back to you. Hold that thought. Don't lose it now. Hold on to it. Thank you, Father God, right now for your healing anointing, Lord, being transferable right now from the kingdom of heaven. Jesus came. And he came and he delivered. He brought salvation. He brought healing. He brought deliverance. And we're bringing Jesus to somebody this morning. We're bringing the healer to him, Lord. Jesus said, I need hands and I need feet. I need marching. I need soldiers. So we thank you, Lord. We're being obedient to your word today. Thank you, Jesus. And the same thing I just did, you can do. You can go home and you can put some oil. You can put your hands on cloths and you can give them away. God, amen. Amen. We agree. Diabetes, you're not welcome in this family. You're not welcome in this place. You're not welcome in this world. You're not welcome in this earth. You're not welcome in Jack Smith's body. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord. As far as the east is from the west, has that curse been removed? In Jesus' name, we call your people free today, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, that name. Tammy, have you got a Jesus song there we can finish with? Can we? Is there all hearts free? Thank you, Lord. Hey, pray. Thank you, Lord. I receive it, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive it, brother. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. I receive it, brother.
You fall out, fall toward later.
Ah. Thank you, Lord. I know you are.
Well, there's Robert and Jesus. Sherry. They've been so faithful to this whole
thing. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father, we agree with him when he's healed of everything that's trying to attack and hold him back.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, it's his pancreas and every function in his body.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, all desires his heart will come to pass. Put your desires in him, and that way we know we won't fail.
Thank you, Lord.
Put your desires in us, and we know we won't fail. So we just say right now, strengthen him, bless him, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of Almighty God. Anointing of God.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon Robert. He's anointed to preach good tidings to the people. Bind up the brokenhearted, set them at liberty. Heal the sick, raise the dead. All the things that you did, Jesus, you said we would do even more than what you did. So right now, we strengthen this man, his family, his
Spirit,
and we just pray for him and lift him up to you, Father. Hedge protection over all of you. Please give me praise.
Supernatural
walking in divine
knowledge. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I receive it.
Blessed in
the name. Yes, Lord. Blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God be the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus set you free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now come back and get some more. If not this church, you get into a good church, friend, and you come back in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. All hearts free? Everybody come here and give Randy a hug. Tell him you love him this morning. Amen. You are blessed and you are free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is in this place. I can feel his hand of mercy and of grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can see his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can see his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.